This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, KSTX 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. You may not realize it, but coal mining is a thing in Texas. It's not an oil or natural gas kind of thing, but it's a thing. Texas is the nation's sixth largest producer of coal and the nation's leading producer of lignite coal. And when they do coal mining in Texas, it's not by going deep into the earth and those shafts and shoveling out the coal. They are strip mining the coal here deep in the heart of Texas. There's one just 30 miles away from Austin, a strip mine there. And strip mining is destructive. A mining company destroys the entire area, one massive scoop at a time, to get to the coal. And the only way that strip mining is supposed to happen, is supposed to be allowed, is if the company promises to put the land back and replant it and make it nice and green all over again. But what happens when that coal company breaks that promise? And they go bankrupt and just walk away and they just leave this big giant mess, an environmental disaster. Who's going to come in and clean up that mess? Well, the Texas Observer has been digging into that coal mining question. Navina Savasiam is the staff writer for the Texas Observer, and she joins us and fills us in. And our phone lines are open, 210-614-8980. If you got a question or a comment, email us at thesource@tpr.org. And Navina, hi, welcome to The Source.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about this. How does Texas do this? We have the coal mining, the strip mining, and Texas is supposed to make sure that if a company goes bust, that they make good on their promise to make the ground good again, right?
That's right. And so if there's a coal mining operation taking place and the coal company, for whatever reason, goes bankrupt and is not able to clean up after itself, the state is supposed to have bonds or cash set aside to go in and do that cleanup work. And typically, part of the permit includes setting aside those bonds. The company is expected to put up $50 million or $75 million or $100 million, depending on the size of the mine in that situation. But what we've found is that Texas is now currently allowing four coal companies to essentially tell the state and the taxpayer, trust us, we're good for it. It's essentially an IOU, some folks have told me. And what that means is the state is looking at the financial records of the mining company and concluding that it has the money that might be needed in those circumstances, and that they're not in any they're not descending into financial chaos. They're not at any risk of going into bankruptcy.
So if a coal mining company wants to do a strip mine, they have to either put money in an account like bonds or like an escrow account. They're putting money into some place where they're socking it away so that they know that this they're good to rejuvenate the ground after they've done their strip mining. Or they can do self-bonding, that's what they're calling it, where they can just say, well, we're good for it. Just trust me, we're good for this. And you're saying that there's Texas is being exposed to a lot of liability because of this.
That's right. And the reason, some of the critics of this program have been saying that is because the financial tests that the state is using to ensure that a company really is good for it are pretty weak. At the federal level, we've seen companies like Peabody and Arch Coal, these huge coal companies, go into bankruptcy, and the other states have not been able to catch them before they go into bankruptcy. So if you're saying that you have financial tests that can recognize that risk and see it coming, then you should have been able to sense that this company should not be self-bonding. And that has actually happened here in Texas, too. In 2014, Luminant, one of the biggest utilities in the state, did go into bankruptcy. And right up until the very month that the company announced that it was going to bankruptcy court, the company was allowed to self-bond. Now, luckily, the Railroad Commission was able to step in and say that you needed to switch over all these self-bonds to another form of financial insurance. And they were able to strong-arm the company and get it to do that. But the question is whether it'll be able to do that in time for these other four companies that are still self-bonding.
The coal mining industry today, what state is it in?
It's in pretty severe decline, and you know, this is not just here in the country, but across the world. We've had many major companies go bankrupt. Overall, I think it's fair to say that the industry is in decline.
And so when we talk about Texas coal mining, and lignite is the coal that they generally bring out of Texas, that is the they call that brown coal, basically dirt coal, because it is is the lowest quality of coal that you can find.
That's right. It has a very low carbon content. So in many of the cases here in Texas, what they're doing is they're going to be mining it, and it's not worth the cost of shipping it out of state or to a coal plant that's far away. So essentially, the mine and the coal plant are adjacent. So they dig it out of the ground and they move it a few miles over to the coal plant and burn it.
Right, but which makes it also very vulnerable. If people are looking for high quality coal, they're not going to come to Texas. It's only good if it's right next to the coal plant, as you say. So really, this is it's on the bubble of all the of the coal industry. This is the one that's probably going to really suffer the most.
That's true. That's true, and that puts taxpayers at risk. So if the state is left having to clean up after these mines, and really the state does not want to be in that position, because the Railroad Commission does not have any expertise in going in to a mine that's been worked on for a couple of years and then deciding that it needs to be cleaned up. You want the coal mining company to be doing that. But if that situation does arise, then the money is going to have to come out of the state budget.
But doesn't the federal government also have this same sort of process? With certain coal companies, they allow them to self-bond.
That's true. There are federal regulations. And what we found here in Texas is that the state regulations are somewhat weaker than the federal regulations. And it's sort of a strange situation because the federal regulations establish a floor, and state regulations at least have to be as strong as the federal regulations. But here in Texas, we found that there's a fourth criteria that companies are being allowed to meet to self-bond. And essentially what it's saying is that as long as your financials are somewhat better than the industry, then you should be allowed to self-bond. And so it's allowing even weaker companies to be allowed to use this program.
It's been described as a loophole.
Yes, that is one way to put it. Yep.
And how is it a loophole? Is it because these standards are so weak?
That's right. The federal regulations themselves are pretty weak. And what they've allowed other companies to do in Wyoming and Illinois and all these other states is transfer their assets to a LLC. And so the debt is with the parent company. But these LLCs are able to pass the federal regulations. And even beyond that, now Texas has a fourth rule that is even weaker than the regulations that the federal government has set up.
And this whole issue, we're going to keep talking about. We're going to take a break real quick. The number is 210-614-8980. And this is The Source on KSTX, and we'll be right back.